开使徒行传第二章。
So we have just studied how the, according to the promise of Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost.
我们刚才已经读过了如圣灵如何依照主耶稣的应许在五旬节降临。
And this Holy Spirit is God himself.
这个圣灵就是神本身。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
是主耶稣本身。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ let them know before he goes away. He says, I'm going away, but I will come back, and me and my Father will come and dwell with you, in you.
所以主耶稣跟使徒应许他会离开，可是他会在降临住在主门徒的心里。
The world will see me no longer, but you know because I am with you.
事实上并不再看到他，可是他们会知道，因为主耶稣会住在他们心里。
And this promise Holy Spirit is very different from the work of the Spirit in the Old Testament.
这个应许的圣灵跟旧约中圣灵的工作是不一样的。
In the Old Testament, as we read, for example, the book of Judges, the book of the prophets, many times you will see the Spirit of God will came upon the prophet, or a servant of God, or the judge.
在旧约的时代，我们看很多先知或者是士师，他们会有圣灵降临在他们身上。
It's the Holy. That is also the Holy Spirit because it's the Spirit of God.
那也是同样的圣灵，也是神的灵。
But it's not the promised Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus Christ is referring to.
可是这不是主耶稣所讲到的应许的圣灵。
Because that Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, usually the Spirit of God will come upon a prophet to move him to do something.
因为在旧约的时候，这个圣灵会降在
For example, a judge will move the judge to lead the nation to fight against an enemy of theirs to help them.
譬如说，会降在一个士师的身上，让这个士师可以带领人民为神打仗。
Or the Holy Spirit will come upon a king.
或者是圣灵会降在一个国王的身上。
Or come upon a prophet to prophesy the word of God to the kings or to the people of God.
或是降在一个先知的身上，让他可以说出神的话。
The Holy Spirit of God does not come upon everybody at that time.
在那时候，圣灵不会降在每个人的身上。
In fact, at that time, people to worship God, a lot of times they would go to the tabernacle, later on to the holy temple, and they would offer sacrifices through the priests.
在那时候，人如果要敬拜神，他们必须要到会幕，或者是之后到圣殿。
But when Lord Jesus Christ come,
但是主耶稣来之后
And he died on the cross for our sins.
他为我们的罪在十字架上
受死。He has torn apart the veil that prevents people from going into the most holy place to worship God.
他已经撕裂了这个帘子，会让我们进去这个至圣所。
And he has also promised the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that will come and fill all the men and women, young and old.
他也应许了这个圣灵会住在所有人的身上。
So indeed, this is what Peter also talked about when he stood up to speak after he had received the Holy Spirit.
当彼得得到圣灵站起来讲话的时候，这也是他所说的。
Chapter 2, verse 33. So he quoted the Old Testament and let them know, verse 33, Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
33节，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
So when people saw that the apostles received the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues,
当别人看到使徒已经得到圣灵可以讲灵言
I don't understand what this is.
他们会说我不懂这是什么
They will marvel, but they will also confused. They don't know what this is about.
他们惊奇，可是他们又纳闷，因为他们不知道这是什么。
So Peter quoted from the Bible, stood up to speak with the power of the Holy Spirit, and let them know what you now see and hear is the Holy Spirit that has been promised long ago.
所以彼得借着圣灵的大能站起来解释，这个是我们所看见、我们所听见，就是应许的圣灵。
And who you have crucified is indeed Christ, the Messiah, the one that was promised in the Bible, Old Testament as well.
你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，他是基督。
And when people hear about this message, they will cut to their heart in verse 37.
37节众人听见这话，觉得扎心。
They ask Peter and the apostles, what should we do?
他们就问彼得和其余的使徒说：“我们要怎么样行呢？”
So verse 38 and 39 is the response from Peter.
38和39节是彼得的回答。
Repent And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Verse 39, for the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
In the Old Testament time, God has chosen the Jewish people
在旧约
的 to be his people.
在旧约的时代，神拣选了以色列人作为他的百姓。
God gave them the law, the Ten Commandments, and a lot of cleanliness laws for them to keep.
神给他们许多各样的规条和律法，要教他们谨守。
Teaching them to live a godly life that is according to His will.
教他们如何过一个圣洁的生活。
But that's actually a preparation for the coming of Messiah.
可是这只是在准备弥赛亚的来临。
Because in the beginning, when God called Abraham, God already promised Abraham, all the nations shall be blessed in you through your seed.
当神召亚伯拉罕的时候，他已经祝福亚伯拉罕，应许他说，众国都要因你得福。
And that is through Lord Jesus Christ, which will come from you eventually.
借着主耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But now Lord Jesus Christ is here.
这时候主耶稣已经来了。
Lord Jesus Christ has completed his task his part in the salvation plan, has died for our sins.
主耶稣已经完成他在我们得救计划中的一部分。
So Peter made known to them, what you see and what you hear today is the promise from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以彼得告诉他们，你们所听见、所看见的就是神所应许的圣灵。
If you're willing to repent,
如果你愿意悔改,
if you're willing to receive his gospel, his word, and receive Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord,
如果你愿意领受他的福音，领受主耶稣作为你的神,
then follow his gospel.
那你就要跟从他的。
Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins.
奉主耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit,
就必领受所赐的圣灵,
which is promised to you.
也就是所应许的圣灵。
Should you receive Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and receive the water baptism?
如果你愿意接受主耶稣作为你的主，也接受了圣灵。
Then you will receive what you hear and what you saw today.
同样的，你也可以领受到你现在所听见、所看见的。
So at that time, Peter used many other also words to encourage them.
在那时候，彼得用许多不同的话来勉励他们。
After they believe and were baptized.
他们相信之后，他们受洗了。
That you should.Leave, in verse 40 particularly, be saved from this perverse generation.
第四十节说，你们当就自己脱离这弯曲的时代。
That is to let them know now you belong to Christ after water baptism.
是告诉他们，你们受洗之后已经属于主耶稣。
Your life has been made anew.
你的生命已经更新。
You are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
你已经是在主耶稣里面新造的人。
It is no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you.
你不是你在活，而是基督活在你面。
So you need to live a life that is different from before.
所以你必须要活一个跟以前不同的生活。
You need to live a life, a principle that is different, from this world. And at that time, the world is perverse, so from this perverse generation.
我们必须要一个活的跟这个弯曲世代不一样的生活。
In verse 41, and those who accepted his word received water baptism.
41节领受他话的人就受了洗。
So verse 41, right? Those who gladly receive his word were baptized. And in other words, those who do not believe in him, do not receive his word, did not receive the water baptism.
他这里说领受他的话人就受了洗，也就是说不领受他的话的也没有受洗。
And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them.
那一天门徒添加了3,000人。
So with the disciples, the apostles, and those who were added to them, 3,000, that is the establishment of the church at that time.
在那时候，门徒十二人加上新受洗的3,000人，就是教会的开始。
In fact, if you take a look into the Bible, the definition of church are those who have been redeemed by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们看圣经，教会的定义是一群已经被神的血所买回的人。
Also, those who have received the water baptism and redeemed by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, their sin has been washed away by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
那些已经受洗的，也就是他们的罪已经被神的被主耶稣的血所赦了，他们就是被
受的。So let us now take a look at what does that church look like? The church that has been bought by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and established with the power of Holy Spirit.
那我们从圣经看这个教会是什么样子？是借着主耶稣的宝血洗净圣灵的力量来建立的。
And in fact, as we reflect about our church today.
我们可以同样的反省看我们今天的教会。
The Holy Spirit we have today is the same Holy Spirit as that day.
我们今天所领受的圣灵跟那时候的圣灵是
一样的。So the power of Holy Spirit is the same as we have talked about this morning.
所以像我们今天早上所说的圣灵的力量是一样的。
God does not give Holy Spirit by measure.
圣灵不会以衡量来赐圣灵。
好 the Holy Spirit is entirely given at that time, is entirely given at this time, fully.
所以那时候完全给圣灵，现在也会完全给。
So the Holy Spirit does not change.
圣灵不会改变。
God does not change.
神也不会改变。
Lord Jesus' expectation does not change.
主耶稣对我们的期望也不会改变。
So looking at the work, the movement, and the manifestation of Holy Spirit in that church, it is also what we can learn about what we should have in the church today.
在那时候圣灵在教会的工作和在教会的显现我们今天的教会也可以这样学习
As we submit more and more to the Holy Spirit as they have the more and more the church likeness will align because it's the one church that is established by the Holy Spirit
我们如果可以更顺服圣灵我们的教会就会更像起初的教会因为圣灵只有一个
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a look from here So Acts chapter 2 from verse 42 to 47.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章四十二节到四十七节。
42节。And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. 43.
四十三节。
Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. 44.
四十四节。
Now all who believed were together.And had all things in common, 45.
45.
And sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need, 46.
46.
So continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, 47.
47.
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church,Daily, those who were being saved. Amen. So this is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit working with the church in that time.
这是很明显的圣灵在那时候的教会的工作。
So there's a couple of things that we can pick up here quickly.
我们这边很快可以抓起几点。
They will focus in the word of God.
他们很专注于神的话。
Secondly, they care for one another.
他们有关心对方。
They don't just think about themselves, but they also care for the well-being of their fellow brothers and sisters.
他们不只关心自己，也关心其他弟兄姐妹。
And thirdly, you can see they enjoy each other's company very much. They will go from house to house, and then they will gather often together in church. At that time it was in the temple, in their house, and in many places.
你可以看得出来他们会在家中聚集或者是在圣殿聚集他们很喜欢与大家的团契
And lastly we can see that they were diligent in preaching of the gospel That is why they were people who were being saved added to them on a daily basis
最后我们可以看到他们很努力在传神的福音也就是为什么他们的人数天天增加
Okay, so let's come back to the first exemplary action here, or the behavior here is verse 42. Huh? They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
我们从第一点开始学习第四十二节他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
好 ，this doctrine of the apostles. What does that mean?
使徒的教训是什么意思
In fact, doctrine in original text, what it means just means teaching.
And
so Chinese translation is always they says teaching. So when you think about doctrine, don't think about something that is too mythical or too hard to understand. Something it just means teaching, the teaching of apostles.
这个使徒教训只是他那时候教导的不是一个很难的话题
Okay, so it's just they observe, they were steadfastly in observing and listening and paying attention to and obeying the teachings of the apostles.
他们的时候，恒心的遵守使徒的教训。
Because they know this teaching does not come from these apostles.
因为他们知道这些教训不是从使徒来的。
In fact, this teaching, they can see behind the apostle and see that these teaching come from Lord Jesus Christ.
他们可以看穿这些使徒知道这些教训是从主耶稣基督来的。
So actually, they were observing the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们其实是在遵守主耶稣的教训。
In fact, if we take a look at Matthew chapter 28.
我们翻回来马太福音第二十八章
the last chapter of Matthew
马太福音的最后一章
and the last verse、huh?
最后一节
So here particularly Lord Jesus Christ told them we can start from verse 19
从十九节开始
Therefore, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit Verse 20
二十节
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. Amen. Here, Lord Jesus Christ told them that all the authority has been given to him, now that he has resurrected from the dead.
主耶稣这里说，天下所有的权柄都赐给了他。
He asked the disciple to go and make disciples of all nations.
他也叫使徒要出去使万民做他的门徒
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
So notice here is not names, but it's one name
你要看到这边是不是有许多的名字只有一个名字
It's one name that is shared by Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit
因为这个名字是父子圣灵同样的名字
What is the name of the Father?
那父的名字是什么
What is the name of the Son?
子的名字是什么
What is the name of Holy Spirit?
圣灵的名字是什么
It's one name
是只有一个名字
It's Jesus
是主耶稣
So the disciple understood this
门徒那时候了解这个
So as in the book of Acts You can see when they go out to baptize They baptize people in the name of Lord Jesus Christ
所以当他使徒行传在施洗的时候他们是以主耶稣的名施洗
You will not see them baptizing in any other name
你不会看到他们以任何其他的名字来施洗
So they did the first part that Lord Jesus Christ asked them
他们已经做了主耶稣要求他们的第一个部分。
Wherever they go, they preach about Lord Jesus Christ and they're baptizing them in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
不管他们去哪里，他们都是传扬主的道理施洗。
And then they also do the second part.
他们也做了第二个部分。
They don't just baptize these people and says, "Okay, here you go, you are saved."
他们不只是把他们施洗之后就说，那你去吧。
As we have read, Peter used also many other words to encourage them to live a godly life.
彼得用许多的话语来教导他们，鼓励他们过一个敬虔的
生活。Depart from this perverse generation.
不要像这个弯曲的时代。
离开。
哦，要离开这个弯曲的时代。
What does that mean? Depart. It doesn't mean you go and live in the mountains.
不是说你要离开这个世界住在山里
面。It means your action and behavior needs to be different from these people.
也就是说，我们的言行举止要跟这些人不一样。
Depart from the trend, the thoughts of this world. Your heart, your thinking, your value is very different from this perverse generation.
我们的心、我们的思想、我们的价值观要离开这些世上的
观点。But these teaching does not come from Peter or the apostles.
可是这些教训不是从彼得或者是使徒来的。
Take a look at verse 20.
我们看二十节。
But Lord Jesus said, teaching them to observe all the things I have commanded you.
二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守。
So the teaching from the apostle actually is a teaching from Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以使徒的教训其实是主耶稣来的教训。
And that is what the apostles did.
那也是门徒所做的。
If we take a look at First John,
我们翻开约翰一书。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
This is John and his older age. He wrote this book.
在他年老的时候，约翰写了这个书。
And he talked about what the apostles have been sharing with the disciples or the other members.
他讲到使徒跟其他的信徒怎么样的分享。
Where do their teachings come from?
他们的教训从哪里来的
First John chapter 1
约翰一书第一章
First John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4
约翰一书第一章一到四节
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2
第二节
The life was manifest, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life,which were with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. So here, John described their teaching is actually what they have seen and what they have heard and what they have touched, the word of life, that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以讲说他们的道理是缘起初有生命的道，就是他们所听见、所看见、所亲手摸过的。
These word, the word of life, was given to them by Lord Jesus Christ in words and in deeds and in behavior.
这个生命之道是主耶稣当那时候在行为在话语上给他们的
And it was also confirmed by the receiving of the Holy Spirit because the Lord Jesus said the Spirit of truth when it comes upon you it will remind you of all the things that Lord Jesus has told them and to bear witness to you that they are all true
圣灵降临的时候也应验这些事情是真的 因为主耶稣说过当圣灵降临是要见证我所说的这些事情是真的
So following the command of Lord Jesus Christ this is what they teach they teach about all the things they have experienced with Jesus, with Christ Jesus.
所以依照主耶稣的吩咐，他们教导这些都是主耶稣所吩咐的。
That's why when Peter and John was captured by the Sanhedrin in front of the priests and the Sadducees in Acts.
所以在使徒行传当彼得被公会所抓走的时候，
they tell him, "Do not talk about this. Do not preach about this Jesus that has resurrected."
那时候撒都该人说你不可以再传扬主耶稣已经复活
You are blaming this man's blood on our hands
因为你把这个人的血归在我们的手上
But then Peter replied
可是彼得回答
Think about this yourself Listening to you and listening to men but not listening to God is not right It's not right for us to listen to men and not to God
如果我们是听你的话而不是听神的话这样是不对的
So they will continue to preach
所以他们会继续地传
After they were threatened, they go out to continue to preach.
他们被威胁之后，他们还是继续地传福音。
The next time they were captured back, not only threatened, but also beaten, they go out still continue to preach.
他们下一次被抓回来，不止被威胁，又被打一顿。
The persecution became even more severe. In chapter 7, Stephen was stoned to death.
就是他们的逼迫越来越严重，第七章开始，斯蒂芬被石头打死。
In chapter 8, the disciples were scattered. The apostles still in Jerusalem, but the disciples were scattered to all Judea and Samaria.
从第八节开始，虽然使徒还在，可是门徒已经在撒玛利亚和全地已经。
So wherever they go, they didn't hide and become like fugitives. I don't want to talk about this Christ anymore. Not the case. Opposite. Wherever they go, they bring the gospel and preach the word of God there.
他们没有在，虽然有逼迫，所以到哪里就躲在哪里。而是他们到哪里还是继续的传扬这个福音。
Okay, so coming back to the church that was established by the Holy Spirit, at that time, they were diligent in studying the word of life, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
回到这个教会，他们是很专注地在查考神的话，生命之道。
Why did they study the word of life so diligently?
他们为什么会这么努力地在查考生命之道?
Oh, there are many reasons.
有许多原因。
Of course, this is the word of life. It's so good.
因为这是生命之道，这是好的。
But also, what is this word of life about?
可是这生命之道是关于什么?
Why is it called the word of life?
为什么叫生命之道?
Because it is life itself.
因为这个就是生命。
It is eternal life.
是永生。
Right? We have read it in 1 John. It says, this eternal life we have seen and we have heard, we have touched, and now we have told you it's Lord Jesus Christ.
就像我们刚刚在约翰一书已经读到了，这就是我们所看见、所听见、所摸过的，我们所给你的。
And now you can receive this eternal life nowhere else but in Lord Jesus Christ. This is the way to eternal life.
那你就可以，现在你就可以借着这个方法来得到永生，没有其他的方法。
And this is something, this is probably the most important thing that we can think about and put our effort in our lifetime is to find this eternal life.
在我们生命当中，我们花时，我们这可能是我们最重要的一个追求，可以花时间最重要的追求。
Oh, that is why at that time the people are so diligent into finding out this teaching. I want to understand. I want to make sure it is right.
因为那时候他们的人，他们很努力地在追求这个生命之道是所对的。
好， let's take a look at Acts chapter 17.
我们看《使徒行传》17章。
Acts chapter 17, verse 11.
使徒行传十七章
十一节。As they go everywhere, they preach the word of God wherever they go.
他们不管到哪里就就传扬神的话。
But you can see people receive the word of God. The way how they receive it is they are so diligent to want to understand and want to make sure it's right.
可是人听到神的话和领受的方法是要很努力的去查考。
Make sure that is according to the Bible.
要查考确认这个是依照圣经。
Verse chapter 17 verse 11.
十七章十一节。
These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
十一节，这地方的人显与帖撒罗尼迦的人甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，得晓得这道是与不是。
As they come to in contact with this word of life.
当他们领受到生命之道。
Before they have fully committed, they really study hard to make sure what they have heard is according to the Bible or not.
在他们完全接受以前，他们很努力的查考，要了解这个是不是依照圣经。
Because this is concerning eternal life.
因为这个是关乎永生。
Now, we may be deceived in many things in our life.
我们在生命中有很多方面可以被欺骗。
Maybe someone who are young people cheated our money. Our friends are, hey, borrow me this money, I'll give it back to you, but they never give it back to you.
可能我们有朋友向我们借钱，可是就从来没有还。
And then you feel hurt, and then you also lost, I don't know how much money you lent, your allowance money you lent it to this good friend of yours, but no longer later on is your friend.
那你可能心里感觉很伤心，被欺骗。那你又失去了你借给这个朋友的钱。
It's sad to lose some money, but in the end, you can still make do with your life, and you can still make money, make it back. It's no problem.
虽然失去钱财是很难过的事情，可是我们还是可以继续我们的生活，我们还是可以赚回来。
There are many.Many things that you can be deceived by. Maybe the even worst one is someone deceive your heart.
我们还有很多种方法可以被骗，比如说，有人会骗我们的心，
感情啊，
在感情上欺骗我们。
You thought that, this is someone I love, but they actually don't love you, and they just want your money. And in the end, they go away, and then you feel so hurt.
可能他们可能说其实我爱你，可是他们心里真的不爱你，那你会觉得很感伤，被欺骗。
But you still have chance to recover from it.
可是我们这样还是有机会可以恢复。
But there is one thing that you cannot recover from.
可是这有一件事是我们不能恢复的。
That is eternal life.
那就是永生。
Isn't it true?
这不是真的吗？
A lot of people, they spend a lot of effort in a spiritual pursuit.
有些人在属灵的追求上花很多的精力。
Because this person told him, this is why how you should do it.
因为某某人跟他讲说你是应该这样做的。
I don't know, you have to go up and live in the mountains.
你必须要到山里面一个人去居住。
There are people do that. They go up and live in the mountain. They even in the history, there are people who live on a pole. And they never come down from the pole for very many years.
的确在历史上有人这样做，他可能是住在山里面，或是有人竟然是住在一根柱子上面。
I feel that's more spiritual.
他们觉得这样子比较属灵。
So there were many people will tell you many things. What is spiritual? What is pleasing to God? What is the way to salvation?
所以很多人会告诉我们不同的方法，什么是属灵的，什么是虔诚的，什么样是可以得救的。
Now imagine today there are many people pursuing this eternal life.
同样的，今天有许多人在追求永生。
And everyone will die eventually in this world.
And 在这世上
according to the Bible,
每一个人都有一天会
人人都有一死，
人人都有一死。
And after the death is what? It's a judgment from God.
那在死之后就是神的审判。
So that time there's only two results according to the Bible.
那依照圣经的那时候只有两个结论。
Either you return to God eternal life, or you go to the eternal lake of fire.
一就是回到神的身边，就是永生，不然就是永死。
So there are so many people think I have eternal life.
很多人都认为他有永生。
Because this person told me, I do this, then I have eternal life.
因为这个人告诉我，如果我这样做的话，我就会得到永生。
But many people will be disappointed on the day of the judgment.
可是当在审判日来的时候，许多人会很失望。
And that disappointment is the biggest disappointment.
这个失望是最大的失望。
So this is the reason why these people they study diligently.
也就是为什么这些人会很努力的查考。
Paul went and preached to them.
保罗到那边传扬给他们。
Paul is a very powerful speaker.
保罗是一个很有力量、很有口才的人。
So like after Paul speak, they are oh this is very good message.
当保罗讲完之后，他们觉得这是一个很好的讯息。
But I still need to make sure.
可是我自己要确定。
I still need to study the Bible.
我要查考圣经。
It's what you're saying according to the Bible.
你现在所说的是不是依照圣经
？After they study,
当他们查考之后
，they are convinced.
他们就信了。
They believed.
他们相信。
And then they received our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们就接受了主耶稣。
So their faith in Lord Jesus Christ is not without a foundation.
所以他们在主耶稣里面的信心是有根基的。
So even though the church was when the church was established by the Holy Spirit,
当教会被圣灵建立
，the members in that church does not blindly just believe.
在教会的信徒不只是光
盲目的
去相信
，do not blindly just pursue and run very fast. And I need to be more spiritual, and I need to do this da 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 so fast. But their faith is grounded on the teaching.And the word of life of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们没有很盲目的去追求任何人家跟他们所说的事情，他们的信心是建立在查考圣经上
面。Also, you can see these people after they were baptized, they hear what Peter have to say. They continue steadfastly. Steadfast is a continual process. It's not just the first day, but continue on a daily basis at that time, or you know, it's a prolonged process to learn about the word of God.And to learn about this world of life.
当他们听到保罗所讲的生命之道之后，他们天天的查考，也就是没有断续的查考这个圣经。
And as a person continue in this world of life,
当一个人继续的查考生命之道
，this person will actually start to change.
这个人会慢慢的改变。
This is the difference from the world of life and just word of man.
这个就是生命之道和人的
道理，
人的道理的不同。
The Bible is the word of life; it's alive.
因为圣经是神的道，是生命之道。
It has the power to change our life.
有力量可以改变我们的生活。
As a person immerses himself and is willing to follow it's submitting himself to the word of life.
当一个人愿意接受这个生命之道，可以完全的沉默在里面。
Because this word of life does not only come in word alone.
因为这个生命之道不只是话语。
This word of life came also with the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个生命之道也有圣灵的力量。
So as these people continue to study the word of life, continue to hear the instruction from Peter, from John, from all these apostles, continue to hear encouragements, continue to meditate and think about this encouragement, they actually start to do what? They start to change.
当这些人在查考生命之道的时候，他们继续的在听保罗的听保罗的勉励，他们自己生命有改变。
Change is probably the hardest thing for people to do, especially, you know, starting at teenagers, you know, it's very difficult to change.
从今年开始要改变一个人就很困难。
But in Christ, everything is possible.
可是在基督里所有事情都可能。
By the guidance of Holy Spirit, as they study the word of God, actually they are changing. They are always changing. To better, to be more and more like Christ.
依靠神的带领，也借着神的话，他们的生命一直在改变，更像主耶稣。
And in particularly, in studying this word of God, they will grow.
在他们查考圣经的时候，他们是会成长的。
They continue to study the word of life, they will grow. Their spiritual life will grow.
他们继续的查考生命之道，他们属灵的生命会成长。
Let's take a look at Second Peter.
我们看彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
彼得后书第三章十八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
彼得后书三章十八节。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
十八节里面却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典与知识上有长进，愿总要归给他，从今直到永远。Amen.
On the first day when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, Peter stood up to preach about Lord Jesus Christ.
从圣灵降 从圣灵降临在使徒身上的那一天，彼得起来述说借着圣灵的大能述说。
He preached to them about Lord Jesus Christ, about his salvation, about the water baptism in his name, and about the Holy Spirit.
他传扬神的福音，传扬要以主耶稣的名施洗，要传扬圣灵。
Tell them to come out and depart from this perverse generation.
要他们避开这个邪恶的世界。
That was day one.
那是第一天。
And this is.I don't know how many days, but this is many, very many years later. When Peter wrote the second Peter.
彼得写彼得后书是好几年后的事。
And that time is still the same.
那时候还是一样。
He still continued to encourage them to continue to be steadfast in the teaching of the Lord and to continue to grow.
他还是同样的勉励他们在主耶稣的知识上要有长进。
Now here particularly talk about grow in two things. Grow in grace...And the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior.
这里说要在两个方向上有长进，在恩典和知识上有长进。
Now, obviously, grow in the knowledge is kind of more straightforward. Is you hear about the teachings, you meditate on the teachings, and then you practice the teachings.
要在知识上长进比较容易了解。如果我们听到了，我们学习到，我们可以应用在生活上，我们就可以长进。
But something that is miraculous about this world of life is as you grow in the knowledge of Christ, you will also grow in your experience with Him.
可是这个生命之道很奇妙的方面就是我们在了解他的话的时候，我们也会有更多的经验。
As you continue to become more and more like Christ, and as you continue to practice the Word of God, you actually will more and more experience Christ in your life.
当我们更了解主耶稣，想要更像主耶稣的时候，我们就与主耶稣有更多的经验。
So these two things actually grow together.
所以这两项是同时在一起成长的。
When you come to know more about Christ, more about this Word of life,
我们更了解生命之道，更了解主耶稣。
And when you practice the Word of life.
我们把生命之道行出来
And you hold on to the promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
也抓住主耶稣给我们的应许
In your life, you will experience these promises fulfilled in your life.
在我们生命中我们会感受到这些的应许实现在我们生活中
And you will grow in the experience you have Lord Jesus Christ, and that is grow in grace.
我们会在主耶稣给我们的经验和恩典上成长
Oh, and that is something that the church that was established by the Holy Spirit,It's the center of that church is the Word of God.
圣灵所建立的教会的中心就是神的话。
It's the Word of Life.
是生命之道。
This church is growing because they are in fellowship with the Word of God.
这个教会可以继续的成长，因为他们继续的查考生命之道。
In fact, right after the second Peter is the first John. We have read this passage already from John, 1 John chapter 1.
我们已经读过约翰尼书第一章。
He said, "Our fellowship with you is not with you only, but with Lord Jesus Christ."
那这里说我们不是只是与你们同在，也要与父同在。
Okay. 那相交 verse 3. So that fellowship is not only with you, but with Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说
与你们相交第三节。
与你们相交。
That is also the fellowship with Christ Jesus.
也是与基督耶稣基督相交。
How does this fellowship happen?
这样的相交是怎么样发生的？
This fellowship happen is not just when you come together and eat and chat.
这不是只是我们聚集在一起一起聊天
一起吃饭。That's called bonding and that's good too. But the fellowship, it needs to have the word of God in the midst.
这也是虽然这样也是好的，可是如果要相交的话，要有神的话在当
中。When we come together.
当我们一起聚集
study about the word of God
我们学习神的话
think about the word of God
我们思考神的话
talk about the word of God
我们讨论神的话
then that is a fellowship in the Lord
这样就是在主里面有团契
and that fellowship is not just between you and me
这样的团契不只是在我们当中
that fellowship has Christ Jesus with us
这有基督在里面
because his word of life is with us
因为他的生命之道在我们当中
and that is the first quality of the church established by the Holy Spirit
这是圣灵建立的教会其中一个该有的部分。
So let us consider that, and hopefully, as a church in Calgary, we continue to grow and continue to be more and more have the manifest the quality that the church that is established by the Holy Spirit.
那我们互相的学习，希望在卡加伊教会更有圣灵所建立的教会的样式。
Okay, that is now let's conclude by singing hymn 171.
我们唱诗171首。
171.